gratitude, grocery patterns, and the art of getting things wrong creatively. The post that drew the most personal response on Saturday was a thank you letter from a user identified as Nicholas J. Beese, reflecting on 15 years in the Hacker News community and crediting it with helping them find what they described as their life's work. It scored 633 points and attracted 70 comments. Remarkable figures for a personal reflection carrying no product announcement or technical finding. What distinguished it from generic appreciation posts was specificity. Particular conversations, particular ideas surfaced in comment threads, particular moments when a shared link led somewhere consequential. The comment section filled with parallel accounts. The regressive JPEGs project at morisize.com offered a sharply different register. The project inverts the JPEG compression algorithm's optimization target. Rather than compressing toward high-quality output, it deliberately seeks the most aesthetically interesting incorrect representations, iterating compression to produce color banding, blocking artifacts, and emergent visual patterns that function as generative art. The HN community's 403-point response reflected a shared recognition. JPEG's lossy artifacts, normally treated as degradation to minimize, become a creative medium when approached intentionally. The IKEA Complexity Index, a scraped and ranked database of IKEA furniture by assembly complexity using step count, part count, tool requirements, and component diversity, generated its own productive thread, part shared trauma, part genuine analysis of how assembly instruction design has evolved across the company's history. A post titled Three Ways People Respond to a Problem Other Than Solving It drew 142 comments by cataloging the patterns: denial that the problem exists, reassignment of responsibility to someone else, and redefinition of success criteria so the problem no longer constitutes failure. The framework itself is intuitive. The thread's value lay in the organizational examples engineers, founders, and policy professionals contributed from their own experience. Complementing the introspective tone was a piece on dirt notebooks, physical notebooks maintained specifically for rough, unfinished thinking, explicitly not journals or project logs, but spaces designated for messy, in-progress ideas not ready to be shared. The Vagdenu Sanskrit chanting text-to-speech system attracted 185 points for work that is technically ambitious in an underserved domain. Building a TTS system for Sanskrit requires handling complex Sandhi rules, specific prosodic requirements for Vedic chanting, and limited digital training data. Getting prosody right for chanting is a distinct problem from conversational TTS. It demands accurate capture of rhythm, pitch patterns, and the specific articulation of Vedic recitation. An Instacart order co-occurrence analysis, running association rule mining across 3.2 million grocery orders, completed the lineup by surfacing unexpected item pairs that co-occur at rates unexplainable by chance. Results the thread described as simultaneously revealing about American grocery habits and genuinely funny. The segment closed with a "what if we're wrong" exercise applied to the day's most confidently stated technical claim, the 40 times speed advantage of static search trees over binary search. The strongest version of the counter-argument is that the gain is real, but narrowly conditioned. It requires large data sets, random access patterns, and a benchmark measuring lookup throughput in isolation. Workloads with temporal locality, hot element skew, or sequential access patterns may see the gap narrow dramatically, and the optimization is already implemented heuristically in production database systems. The honest framing, a useful and formalizing theoretical contribution most relevant to specialized high-performance contexts, not a general replacement for binary search across application development.